Hello everyone and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is, as always, Visual Pony, and today we are reading the story The Old View by the author Posh, an author that I don't think we have featured on here before. Anyhow, apparently this was written for a contest and has been renamed for FimFiction from what I see. Let me just check this here. Yeah, originally written for the Right of Association's The Twilight Zone prompt and submitted under the title Twilight Sparkle Seeks a Zoning Permit. Okay, anyhow, here is, as always, an amazing list of those amazing people who keep this channel alive. And as well, a reminder that below this video there's a big button, and if it is still red for you, that means you have not yet subscribed to Pony and Wolf Productions, meaning you are not getting notified about our newest releases.
What are you doing? Don't you want to be notified about our newest releases? Pretty please?
Anyhow, since I'm pretty sure that I'm annoying you right now, I'm going to get into the meat of the story. Nostalgia is underrated.
Spike! Guess what just came in the mail?
Spike looked up from his milk-sodden cornflakes. A giddy alicorn grinned at him, holding a thick white envelope in a levitation field.
What?
He mumbled around a gooey mouthful of cereal. He swallowed.
Rarity's written consent to marriage?
Twilight's grin fell into a blank stare. Spike blinked.
To me, not you.
Oh, no.
Her grin returned and she bounded up to Spike, shoving the envelope in his face.
It's a zoning permit.
Spike pushed it away, raising an eyebrow.
Yippee! We getting a pool or something?
Even better!
Twilight's wings shook with excitement.
You know how the sport where the library used to be has been a smoldering blast crater ever since Tira came along?
I'd actually forgotten until you reminded me just now.
Finding that he no longer had an appetite, Spike listlessly pushed his cereal away.
Well, I figured since no pony's using the land right now, I'd petition for the right to build a house on it.
An oblivious Twilight continued.
The zoning board just got back to me. After this, I just need a building permit and then...
She pranced in place, ruffling her wings and giggling excitedly.
Why do we even need city approval to build a house?
Spike frowned.
Aren't you literal royalty now?
Checks and balances exist for a reason, Spike. You know that. Now...
She cleared her throat.
Drum roll, please!
Spike sighed and began rapidly drumming his hands against the table. Twilight tore open the envelope and shook out a thick stack of goldenrod papers. Her eyes scanned through them rapidly, shuffling from one to the next, her grin melting away with every line she read.
Tonight?
Twilight dropped the papers onto the table with a gasp.
But, why would...
Spike snatched them up and rifled through them quickly.
Apparently there are some concerns about what T-Rex's unholy cataclysm of arcane energy may have done to the land. Worries about a possible sinkhole.
He shrugged.
Well, I could have told you that.
Twilight released a long, loud groan and tried to slam her face into the table. Distress threw off her aim, however, and instead she struck the base of her horn against the table's edge. Pain shot through its length, lancing deep into her head.
On top of everything else!
Spike hopped out of his chair and pitter-pattered away to root through the freezer. He found what he was looking for. A cold, lumpy bag of frozen peas. And pitter-pattered back to Twilight, pressing the bag against her forehead.
Thank you,
Twilight mumbled, embarrassed.
I was planning on cooking these peas tonight anyway. Thank you for helping to thaw them.
You don't need to thaw frozen peas to cook them, Spike.
Think I don't know that? I'm trying to make you feel less dumb, you dummy.
The bag crinkled as Spike adjusted his grip on it.
Why do you want to build a house over our old one anyway? It's...
Twilight placed her hoof on the bag alongside Spike's hand.
It's silly. You don't want to hear it.
I wouldn't ask if I didn't. Besides, if you don't tell me now, it'll knock around in your head, soaking up all your crazy until it's a big, dusty bunny of insanity. That never goes well, so...
He poked her in the side.
Come on, save us both the time and spell.
Twilight sighed, shutting her eyes.
I had this dream a while back,
she said softly.
I woke up in my old bed, in my old home, surrounded by my old collection of musty old books. I walked onto my old balcony and watched the sunrise, just like I...
She stopped and opened her eyes to look into Spike's.
Like we used to, back when we first moved here. And everything was just right, you know? Exactly like I remembered it. The sights and the view and even the way the library smelled. That sappy, wooden scent. Then I woke up for real, in my opulent yet drafty and somewhat barren crystal friendship palace and...
Reality disappointed you?
Twilight snorted.
Doesn't it always?
Sometimes, not always. Then again, heck, I have had plenty of dreams that ended too soon for my taste, too.
Let me guess, ice cream and rarity?
Rarity made out of ice cream. Two great things there, even better together.
Spike paused, releasing his hold on the bag of peas.
Were you gonna move out of the castle, if you got that house built?
No, the castle's great. Took some getting used to, but it's great. I'd always keep my permanent residence here. It just would have been nice as all, to have a place to go where I could get the old view back, every once in a while.
Spike's hand, the one that wasn't ice cold and numb, found Twilight's shoulder and squeezed gently.
Want me to write a frivolous letter of complaint to the mayor?
Despite herself, Twilight snickered.
Would you please?
Spike squeezed again and stepped away, heading for the door. Inspiration struck suddenly, though, and he stopped, turning back to Twilight.
You know, we don't have to have a house over that old plot of land to watch the sunrise from there.
Twilight looked quizzically at him.
How about you and I wake up early tomorrow morning,
said Spike.
Hike out to our old place, float up to where the balcony used to be, and watch the sun come up together. It wouldn't be exactly like it was, I know, but if nothing else, at least the view'd be the same, right?
You'd...
A smile, warm and somewhat teasing, spread across her face.
You'd be willing to wake up that early for me?
Don't say I never do nothing for you,
Spike smirked.
And don't spread it around. If people know I'm willing to get up before dawn, it'll completely ruin my whole wake not the slumbering dragon vibe.
Twilight laughed and pushed the paperwork away, shifting the bag of peas on her head.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Common Time as a Little Pony, where I will remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps and is needed and very much appreciated and helps to keep the lights on around here and me eating. Anyhow, I am not going to do the Micro Machines thing again because, you know, I'm kind of out of practice with it, so, you know, let's just get into this. Okay, guys, what do I have to say?
It is kind of sweet, you know? Twilight wanted to go back to how things were in the Golden Oaks library. You know, I can kind of relate to that. I can really kind of relate to that. You know, sometimes you think back and, yeah, you just want to go back to how things were a while ago and, yeah. Hindsight is 20/20 and you don't know what you had until you've lost it. I know that all too well. So let me know what you think about this in the comments down below. And as always, we will see each other in the next video. And I hope that this video finds you well in body and mind.